88.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can actually create the content that you find on the front page over at freetalklive.com. In fact, if it weren't for listeners like you doing that, we'd have a really crappy front page to our website, because right now, all that content was put there by listeners like you and then voted on. You can vote it up if you like it, down if you don't. Go and see what I mean, and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. So, of course, plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight. On the way, more of the Edward Snowden video, the interview that has basically been banned from YouTube. Unless you live in Germany, you can't find this video. Somebody did upload the audio track to it with just a freeze frame, and they managed to get away with that on YouTube. I'm not sure if it's still up, but it seemed to last longer than the video uploads. Like, I tried uploading a version of this, and they took it down within an hour. So it's live leaked. Live leak's the real best way to get this video. I'll try to put the link up for you, so you can download it at your leisure, but we've been playing it as the show's gone on throughout the week.
One trick that I've noticed that seems to sort of evade the whatever program it is that YouTube uses to capture images and compare it to things that are copyrighted, if you reverse the image or if you put some kind of bar on the side.
Okay, something to throw it off, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. So we'll give you more of that audio if we get the chance here. We're talking actually about the Bitcoin situation in Russia, where according to their prosecutor general's office, they're banning the use of what they call money surrogates or the introduction of other types of currencies, saying that official currency of Russia is the ruble, meaning that cryptocurrencies, according to RT.com, which the most popular is Bitcoin, cannot be used by Russian citizens or corporations. Members of the meeting also outlined recommendations on how to prevent the use of virtual currencies. Last month, Russia's central bank, the CBR, warned people against using virtual currencies as they could be tied to gangs involving money laundering and terrorist financing. Which, of course, so can cash.
But the more I'm hearing about this, it seems as though electronic banking is now illegal in Russia.
Oh, I'm sure they'll exempt their official banks from any kind of regulatory.
One would think, but as I mentioned, the bill in Florida that outlawed the internet, it was rushed through so hastily that they did not put exemptions in. What they were trying to do in Florida.
Yeah, but did they shut down the internet after that?
They didn't, but okay. The intent was to shut down these internet casinos to where you could go in and do, like, you know, online poker in various places.
Mm-hmm.
The intent was to shut those down, but they wrote this bill in such a hasty manner. It's
broad, too broad.
That it outlawed any device that connected to a network that allowed for the transfer of money.
So all smartphones and even the computers, all computers.
Yes, so basically they outlawed the internet in Florida.
CBR, the central bank, issued a statement a little while back stating virtual currencies are illegal under Article 27 of the federal law on the Central Bank of the Russian Federation. Bitcoin is an independent currency which is not regulated by a government and therefore, quote, this is from the Russian government, carries a high risk in devaluation. Why are you laughing?
Because governments devalue their currency constantly.
Yes, sure.
And Bitcoin is based on a model to where only a certain amount will be released. And they are being released in a slow enough manner to where it's not going to be devalued.
Well, I mean, certainly the value could go down. I mean, the value has dropped a little bit since maybe earlier today.
Let me rephrase that. It will not be artificially devalued the same way
by
national currency.
As in by inflating, you mean? By inflating
right.
The currency. By the way, the government currencies have a not just a high risk, but a guarantee of devaluation over
yes,
time.
Yes, if you go to the Federal Reserve's website, one of the things that is listed as a purpose of the Federal Reserve is to maintain inflation.
For the benefit of the federal government and their buddies in industry, but to the detriment of all the rest of us, which is why Bitcoin, one of the reasons why Bitcoin is so useful, because it takes power of money, and money is a very powerful thing, and it puts it back in the hands of the people. And that's why governments all around the world are threatened by this. So going on with the story, due to the anonymous nature of virtual currencies, the central bank warns that Russians, either knowingly or not, quote, may become involved, including unintentionally, in illegal activity, such as the legalization, laundering, of criminal gains and financing terrorism. Now, that's a pretty long stretch for to even make a claim like that, that you could unintentionally be involved in laundering criminal gains and financing terrorism. That makes, on its face, no sense. In that, for instance, I have my Bitcoin wallet on my phone, my blockchain.info wallet, and there's a certain amount of Bitcoin in there, and I can send and receive that Bitcoin, and it's pretty secure. Like, blockchain has some security features that, in some cases, are two-step. So you can log into the website, and then they'll send you a code on your phone that you have to put into their website
yes.
in order to get in. The phone app itself is secured with a PIN code. So if you were to get my phone in your hands, Daryl, and you were to want to be nefarious and spend some bitcoins without permission from my phone, you would not only have to know the code to get into my phone, because I have a phone lock code right in the beginning when you turn the power on, but you'd also have to know the code to get into my blockchain app as well. So I would say it's pretty unlikely that you're going to get involved in any kind of nefarious transactions unless that's your intention. When it comes to Bitcoin.
Well, Ian, you could send Bitcoin to somebody for a completely legal service, and then that person does something illegal with it, and therefore you are unintentionally committing a crime.
It's going to be pretty hard to prove that I had any kind of intent or knowledge in that case, right?
Although I heard the same thing could be said of you making a purchase using cash.
Yeah, but I've never heard of anybody buying, here's an example. Let's say you go to a restaurant, you leave a cash tip for the waitress, a $20 cash tip, you really like the service, and then she takes that and buys a bag of marijuana later on that night. I've never heard of a customer.
You helped her buy some illegal drugs.
Yeah, but no one's ever been prosecuted for that.
I know. I'm just trying to make the logical leap that they're talking about.
No, I think that
you unintentionally commit a crime.
No, I think that what they might be suggesting there is, for instance, if you were to involve your money in a mixing program, maybe then they could claim that you were assisting with somebody. So, for instance, there's Bitcoin Fog, which is a service on Tor. You can send Bitcoins into the Bitcoin Fog, and then they come out mixed up with other Bitcoins. You get the same amount of Bitcoins back, minus a 1% to 3% fee. But it's a way to make it very, very, very difficult to trace Bitcoin transactions. So if you wanted to sort of clean your Bitcoins, you could do it in that way. And the way it works is it mixes a bunch of people's Bitcoins together and then pulls out random amounts from that Bitcoin, that kind of pool, and then sends those Bitcoins to the address that you choose.
So money laundering.
If you sort of. But it doesn't, you know, it could just be something you're doing for fun. I mean,
right.
There's nothing illegal about mixing up Bitcoins and sending them somewhere else. But I guess I think that's what they're grasping at here. If you have a better idea, feel free to call in.
Oh, they're certainly grasping at straws.
Yeah. So, going on, China and Denmark have already banned virtual currency deposits at banks, and the Reserve Bank of India has warned virtual currency users of legal risks. Brazil, on the other hand, is considered a safe haven for bitcoins, after the country's central bank stated it is not regulating the virtual currency for now, since it is not significant enough. Websites such as Silk Road, which was recently shut down by the U.S., by the way, it's been reopened, there's now Silk Road 2.0, have been prospering on Bitcoin. The FBI confiscated nearly $28 million in the sting operation, $28 million worth of Bitcoin at that time. Meanwhile, some companies in the U.S. are embracing and aiming to profit from the popularity of Bitcoins. In fact, apparently the Postal Service is now considering getting into Bitcoin. Unbelievably. We'll share more in a moment. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Ring up what you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We've got archives that go back for years. You just click and download, and they're yours for free at freetalklive.com. Now, at freetalklive.com, we also accept bitcoins. So if you want to throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar, feel free. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And actually, we've got a generous individual who is doubling the amount of Bitcoin tip jar contributions that we are given, up to $250 worth per month. So if you, whatever it is you throw in the tip jar will likely be doubled. So keep that in mind, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, also, if you want to take your Bitcoins and turn them into something real, not that I would refuse them if you sent them to us instead, but if you'd like to turn them into something real as well, you can go to bitcoinstore.com. It's consumer electronics. Over 500,000 items are available for immediate shipment for Bitcoins and only for Bitcoins. You cannot pay with anything else at bitcoinstore.com. And what does that mean? Well, it means that the government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. You don't have to give them your real name. You can ship them to whatever address you want. There's no address tied to a payment method here. Bitcoin has nothing, no information of identifying of an identifying nature is tied to your Bitcoin address unless you put it out there and say, this is my Bitcoin address. So bitcoinstore.com, go there, check out the selection. It's at a 0% markup. Every item at bitcoinstore.com is being passed along to you at wholesale price. bitcoinstore.com. Fred is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to ask a few questions about Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
I'm disabled, a lot of pain, and I've been a talk show activist for the last 15 years or so, and I just recently discovered your station and really enjoy it.
What is a talk show activist?
Well, I've got a Wi-Fi radio, and I can't do too much. I'm pretty much bedridden. And,
oh, no.
I listen to the Wi-Fi radio stations all around the world, and I call in and talk about what I read. So I kind of specialized in currencies here in the last few years, and the Bitcoin has, of course, got my antennas up.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, what's got me kind of confused here is, you know, the status quo, the matrix, we'll call it, which is central banking or debt-based currencies that are known as a Ponzi scheme. You're attacking the status quo here with this Bitcoin.
And, that's right.
You don't know. I don't know if you realize the extent of what you're taking on here, because it's like taking candy away from a baby. And these very rich and powerful corporate governments and very rich 1% are doing so well on the system, the way it currently is working, that they're not going to bypass them. And their interest that they charge and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, they're pissed. I mean, the old money people are livid about Bitcoin. You look at people like Paul Krugman. He's this New York Times columnist who's a, you know, some muckety muck. He's attacked Bitcoin as terrible, and the head of J.P. Morgan that said it was terrible. But they're all on the attack against this thing because the reasons you're giving, that their monopoly is being threatened.
Well, don't believe a word that Paul Krugman said, because he doesn't
know
it. Okay, but
I give him as an example of an old money person who is threatened by this, as are the big heads of the banks, as is likely the Federal Reserve. But other government agencies, apparently the Postal Service, is looking at accepting Bitcoin and exchanging Bitcoin. So it's not all bad out there.
Okay, but let's look at some things first. Gold increases annually in quantity by about 1 to 1.2%. So as an asset or collateral to back a currency, there's a distinguish here between currency and money. Gold and silver was defined by the 1792 Coinage Act as a specific amount of gold and silver. So now, when we get the central bank involved, they don't like that because they can't make wars and conquer countries and do what they're doing right now. And so,
right, and the reason they can't do that is because with gold or silver, for instance, as a currency, the central bank would not be able to easily inflate like they can with the fiat system of just printing money. And so when they can print money, they can just print money and send it and spend it right on over with the military-industrial complex, thereby easily funding war as opposed to having to tax people to pay for war, which is a much less tenable, much more difficult situation to get into. So I agree with you on that point.
Now, I would definitely go silver before I would get into gold. If you're talking about investing, I would preferably get into junk silver, you know, if you're going to go into a program to protect yourself financially. Mm-hmm. Before I would even think about a Bitcoin right now, I'd say, I'm going
to
look at
I would say that if you're looking to protect yourself against inflation, gold and silver are historic good ways to do that. But if you're looking for the next generation of money, it's not going to be gold and silver. Bitcoin is, to me, where it's at. You can't easily send gold and silver to anybody anywhere in the world within seconds. You can do that with Bitcoin. Gold and silver are not easily divisible. You can easily divide bitcoins down to 8 decimal places at this time, and they could make it even further divisible in the future if they wanted to. So there's some real benefits to Bitcoin. Of course, the decentralized nature of it, the fact that the payment system or the payment network itself is incredibly valuable. It's an interesting investment as well in that, you know, if you'd bought Bitcoin a year ago, it had gone up probably 10 times since the price a year ago. So, if you've got money to invest, Bitcoin's something worth looking at, I think.
I would recommend not putting all of your proverbial eggs in one basket.
Right, that's a terrible idea.
So, definitely diversify. I do think that gold and silver are good, stable investments.
Yeah.
And as Ian pointed out, historically, Bitcoin has gone up drastically. So it's a good investment. And it's also a good way to, send something very easily.
And I think it's safe to say more businesses today accept Bitcoin than do gold and silver.
Okay. Now, let's talk about hacking. How long is it going to take before somebody out there figures out the system?
Can't be done. Bitcoin is cryptographically secure, and here's what I'd recommend. There's plenty of resources online. Fred, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You're welcome to reach out to us in the future. We need to get to some other folks on the lines here. But Bitcoin, if it could be hacked, would have been hacked already. I mean, it's been around for 5 years, and there's some brilliant people out there with plenty of computing power at their disposal, including the NSA. They haven't been able to hack Bitcoin. Bitcoin is cryptographically secure, and its security is one of the reasons why it's a valuable payment network.
It might take another 1,000 years before somebody's able to possibly maybe crack it.
But there is risk involved. I mean, it's certainly true. Bitcoin could go to zero tomorrow for whatever reason. So keep that in mind. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry.
easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. More interesting Bitcoin news still to come here tonight as Russia claims that the use of Bitcoins is now illegal. But that's certainly not the case in all countries of the world. And apparently the U.S. Postal Service is now considering adding Bitcoin exchange to its roster of non-bank financial services, according to RT.com. But coming up in a week, it's Valentine's Day. Now, if you're listening to Free Talk Live, you have no excuse. You can't claim to have forgotten about Valentine's Day because we're going to remind you over and over again because it's your opportunity to get a hell of a deal on some dozen red roses. At least that's the deal right now, but it's only good through midnight tonight. A dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $29.99.
And they do smell good.
Yes, they do, and they're fresh. Then you can also upgrade to that same dozen red roses, but get a premium ruby vase and gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Now, you can't beat the price or convenience of ProFlowers.com. They're quick, easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. But the longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to get to find any flowers at a price like this. So the only way to get this limited-time Valentine's deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner. This is important. Type in FTL. That's how you get this deal. Again, FTL like Free Talk Live. So ProFlowers.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in FTL, and you can get a dozen roses, red roses with a free glass vase for $29.99. Now, if you're looking on our Free Talk Live webcam, we've actually had the close-up cam pointed at some of the flowers from proflowers.com. We do not have the dozen red roses. We have a different rose configuration. There are all kinds of things that you can get at proflowers.com. So not just roses. There's all kinds of options. Feel free to go and shop around. But whatever you do, use code FTL so we get credit for you going there. And the roses deal, by the way, expires tonight at midnight, so don't miss out on that if that's what you want to get. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click the mic at the top right. Type in FTL. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Tony Bones is on the line calling from Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I just wanted to respond. I heard a little bit earlier some opinions from Lauren Adam about the calendar that I took part in.
This is the Ladies of Cop Block calendar, which unfortunately has turned into a bit of a disaster and apparently has been canceled at this point.
Yeah, it's really sad to actually have to say that. I mean, it's pretty sad all around. But it comes to a point where you just have to stand up and say, wow, something's not right. This is not right. So I wanted to wait before I get too much into that because I don't want it to be dramatic. And that's kind of what it's coming off as, is just cattiness. And it's really, that really wasn't the case. I mean, over 6 girls have withdrawn. So we're trying to get all the snapshots and everything made public. Before I really touch too much, you know, more on that, so people can see for themselves. That's what transparency is. You know, I'm not going to sit here and expect you to, you know, take my word over somebody else's. And that's just not what it's about. I'm sorry I'm outside hiding from the kids again. It's really, really cold.
All right.
But I did want to touch base on some of the other girls that were involved that, unfortunately, due to principles and things of that nature, we've had, you know, to withdraw. Really good things actually have come out of this calendar debacle. I've made some incredible connections with some really awesome women. And I'm also really excited to say that we are coming together and working on a different project. We're taking a little bit different approach, well, a lot different approach.
What is, can you reveal what the project is?
Yes, absolutely. Instead of Ladies of Cop Block, we're going to go ahead and do the Women of Cop Block. I think we're going to go forth and I think do an 18-month calendar and just make the project a little bit bigger. And go from there. Have some more relevant dates, all that good stuff.
Would the plan be for like a 2015 release or prior to like fall 2014?
Well, we're still brainstorming. I'm thinking like June 2014 through 2015.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yep. I gotcha.
Yeah, we're still really just brainstorming, and not for the whole drama and debacle. Like, it really sucks that it had to get to this point. But like I said, I'd be happy to call in tomorrow after, you know, everything's been made public and the screenshots are available for everybody to see and then touch base with that.
If you feel like that's necessary, it's usually a lot harder to get in on our Saturday night show. But, you know, we're happy to help you promote it. I think, you know, as I said, I'm kind of a critic in general of the idea of selling calendars because I always worry that somebody's going to get stuck with a bunch of stock and then, you know, have trouble selling it out. But if you sell them in advance, I guess that's a way to get around that. But I like the idea of showing off Ladies of Liberty and, in this case, the Women of Cop Block. I think that's a cool idea, and I think that some of the activists involved, I know them personally, and they're killer activists, and a number of them do live in New Hampshire. So, you know, maybe more of the Women of Cop Block should just make the move to New Hampshire. That way everybody can get into the same room together and collaborate more effectively. What do you think, Tony?
Absolutely. I am so excited to meet some of these women in person. I'm really excited to see what takes place from all this. So while it's been, you know, a bad situation, it's also really cool. I think you can expect to see some really cool stuff like happen in the near future. But like I said, we're still in the brainstorming phases, and we'll look
forward. Yeah. Well, keep us in the loop, and when there's something that people can see or a Facebook page or website, feel free to give us a heads up. And, Tony, anything else you want to share tonight?
I want to thank all the donors that donated to this project. I want everybody to know that I really take that seriously, even with, you know, what happened back in July, you know, with the tires and all that. I have never asked for money. I never have. And when I came out and I asked for money for this project, which I was under the understanding it was a cop block project, when I asked for that money, I took it seriously. I've never asked my supporters for money, and I respect them a lot. And I just want to say that, wow, thank you. I was really stunned to see how much you made. I understand resources are scarce, and that is why I felt this moral obligation to come out and say, hey, something is not right, and I think you guys should know about that. So
Thanks for the heads up, Tony. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Tony Bones. She is a member of the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners, an active cop blocker there in the Kansas City area. And I know she's been thinking about moving up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I don't know what her current plans are or when her ETA is, but the more activists we can get here who are doers, the better. The better off we'll all be as a result of that. So our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Here's the story, just because I'm curious. It was mentioned in the RT piece about Russia banning bitcoins. Apparently, the U.S. Postal Service is looking at accepting bitcoins or even selling bitcoins. According to RT.com, amid a rise in the popularity of cryptocurrency, the financially floundering U.S. Postal Service is considering the possibility of adding a Bitcoin exchange to its current roster of non-bank financial services. The USPS office, because you can go into the Postal Service usually and buy money orders and things like that.
Right, so. Right. And they've got the, I forget what they call it, but it's basically a Postal Service ATM,
right.
But obviously it wouldn't be called an ATM because ATM is automatic teller.
Yeah,
but
it spits out stamps and that sort of thing.
Spits out stamps, yeah. And you can press little buttons on the screen. So you could certainly say, I would like to buy Bitcoin. And then
yeah, for sure.
They could incorporate the Bitcoin ATM into that, and then you swipe your debit card.
Wouldn't it be ironic if Bitcoin saved the Postal Service?
Yes, it would.
Like if they amassed enough Bitcoin in savings to where they were able to like get out of the awful financial hole. I highly doubt Bitcoin's going to be powerful enough to even save the Postal Service, but if anything can save the Postal Service.
Well, if the value keeps going up.
Yeah. So they led a webinar, the USPS Office of Inspector General, OIG, led a webinar on Bitcoin last week, last week, and other digital currencies to explore the possibilities of setting up Bitcoin and other digital currency exchanges at the post offices as a means of boosting revenue. The event included representatives of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, Booz Allen Hamilton, and the World Bank, among others. OIG also discussed the possibility of creating a postcoin, a USPS-specific digital currency. So they're even talking about creating one of their one of these altcoins, sort of a derivative, if you will, of the Bitcoin technology. So we'll come back with more here, and of course you can take control of the airways. An interesting story, and see if it pans out in anything, because it's one thing for the Postal Service to talk about doing something, it's a whole other thing for them to actually attempt to implement this. More on the way here. You can take control at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want here toll-free in the remaining moments. There's enough time for your call and thoughts. You can also reach us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be accepted, and it will be easy for you to get in touch with us on Skype from that point on. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're kind of on a Bitcoin kick here with some Bitcoin-related news. Russia banning the use of Bitcoin, apparently. The U.S. Postal Service looking at taking on Bitcoin, looking at actually becoming Bitcoin exchange locations. It was funny. There's a Facebook group for Free State Project participants who are interested in Bitcoin. And the guys who made the Bitcoin ATM are part of that group because they're Free State Project participants. And one of them posted a Photoshop of the Bitcoin ATM with a USPS logo on the front of it today. But it'd be pretty amazing if that happened, right? Like if the Postal Service actually made it so you could purchase Bitcoins at their Postal Service locations, that would be shocking.
The only
wonderful
issue that they might have is those automated postal stamp purchase machines,
yeah,
only take debit and credit cards.
That's an issue, but they could always put the Bitcoin ATM in there.
Right, but yeah, the thing is, you don't really want somebody buying Bitcoin with a credit card, because then they could always
reverse
the transaction.
That's what I'm saying. If they put the Bitcoin ATM in the lobby, then that only takes cash.
Right. Oh, I thought you were saying input it into the
machine. If they actually took the physical machine of the Bitcoin ATM from Lamassu and put that in their lobby, then that would be awesome. I mean, don't get your hopes up. But they're talking about
Or just add a cash acceptor into the machine that they currently have.
So in other news, you had some Bitcoin news, Daryl, you wanted to share.
Yes. Someone has come out with a actual price tag that, you know, a brick and mortar store could put onto their merchandise.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then the price tag displays the Bitcoin price.
And it's awesome.
It
can update it, right?
It's updated automatically through a Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah.
to where it automatically does conversions.
Impressive.
And the way this works is there's some sort of iPad-type machine up near the checkout where the customer would put the tag up against that, and it would pop up a QR code.
Sweet.
So that people could then pay with the Bitcoins.
Who is making this stuff? This is incredible.
It's a company called BitTag.
And I wonder what they cost. That's going to be the issue, right? Like, are these expensive? Obviously, you can't let this go out the door. So you would take the tag, you would then attach it to another item. So, you know, it would get reused. You know, I went into a store called Kohl's, I think it was, once. I've only been to Kohl's once. And they had these electronic tags. And I was bewildered by these things. I mean, because, you know, I've worked in retail before. Right. And I remember in the 90s working at Kmart and having to go every week and put the new sale tags up. And we just had pieces of paper that we tore up and put out on the shelves. And it was a very manual process. But this whole store was electronically tagged. Like the signage on the top of the coat racks or whatever was an electronic sign. And I don't know, I found myself wondering, you know, how much are these things cost? I mean, what kind of battery power does it use? How often do you have to replace the batteries in these things?
Well, these are rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
And it uses what's called Bluetooth low energy technology. So it's not quite a Wi-Fi signal that it uses to update the info, and it also uses what's called an OLED display and a rechargeable LiPo battery. However, details were not given on how long the BitTag can operate between charges.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
And I'm also not seeing... there is a price. The prototype currently costs 40 British pound.
A little pricey.
Which converted to U.S. dollars would be somewhere, I believe, around $50 a tag.
That's pretty expensive.
It is, but again, prototype.
Yeah, okay, so
and
this is new.
The way that electronics work is within 2 years, this is going to be down considerably.
Presuming people are interested in purchase. And it's certainly one of the things that's true about this kind of technology is all you need is the kind of the basic bare minimum LCD display. You only need two colors, the black, you know, the black on gray or whatever. And that's all, you know. So it's like a calculator, for instance. If you think about that, how many years have they had calculators that don't even need batteries? You can just solar power them, and so that could be an option too. Like these could be solar powered, where the batteries never have to be replaced. Just as long as you've got the lights on in the store, you've got operating devices. Of course, I guess the Bluetooth would be probably a factor as far as transmission and receiving. So and it's fascinating.
If you think about it, you really only need one of these tags for each piece of merchandise that you have in stock.
Yeah.
Because you will reuse the tags.
Right.
Because you will remove it from the coat hanger or the piece of merchandise. You know, presumably you would attach this to a coat hanger that the product is then displayed on.
Well, even if you were going to, you could start with something, like I said, at this Kohl's store I went to, they had the big tag on, not a tag, but the big sign on the top of the rack. So if they wanted to, they could just, you know, put a big sign up that we didn't have to put a tag on every item.
Right.
And then that would be reasonable. Very cool technology. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. And since we're on the topic, another Bitcoin story. This one's not good news.
Is this the Mt. Gox thing?
No. LocalBitcoins.com users face criminal charges in Florida.
What?
At least two men, according to Coindesk.com, at least two men in Florida have been charged for moving large volumes of Bitcoins via the popular person-to-person exchange LocalBitcoins.com. They were charged under state anti-money laundering laws following an investigation by the U.S. Secret Service. Security blogger Brian Krebs has reported that Mitchell Abner Espinoza of Miami Beach was arrested after a sting in which an undercover agent engaged him in a fake transaction to convert $30,000 worth of cash into bitcoins. In addition, 29-year-old Pascal Reed was also arrested after meeting with an undercover agent to exchange $30,000 for bitcoins. Both of the men are being charged under two laws. The first is Florida's anti-money laundering law, which targets money exchanges above $10,000. The second is running an unlicensed money transmission business. One Florida statute forbids people from engaging in frequent unlicensed money transmission type transactions of more than $300 but less than $20,000 in any 12-month period in the state. And, of course, the average person who's selling on localbitcoins.com has no idea about any of these laws. Depending on the amount involved, it's considered a felony of the third, second, or first degree. Exchanging more than $100,000 in funds during any 12-month period is considered a first-degree felony. Fines of twice the currency value, up to a total of $250,000, are possible. Espinoza said to go under the name Michael Hack on localbitcoins.com had trades involving more than 150 bitcoins in the last 6 months. Current price of bitcoins is around $700 each. They go on to say that localbitcoins.com is headquartered in Finland. It's a person-to-person trading website which facilitates trades both online and in person. Unlike exchanges that automatically reconcile trades using an online order book, exchanges like localbitcoins.com let users find each other and handle the trades themselves. And it sounds like now in some places, if you're doing localbitcoins.com, you could be engaging in a sting operation. There could be a sting operation against you. Jeremias Kangas, the owner of Local Bitcoins, wasn't aware of the charges when contacted by CoinDesk. He explained the site relies on users to follow the laws in their own countries when conducting trades. He says, that's our guideline, but it's quite difficult for us to look after everybody. Obviously, buyer beware, or in this case, seller beware. Currently, users are expected to verify each other themselves when handling in-person trades, and the company has been working on a central verification system that has not yet been implemented. Local Bitcoins doesn't limit the size of trades. They say that might be possible, but we haven't thought about that. I mean, all they're doing is connecting people together, so it's not like it's their responsibility. Now, rumor has it, it's not mentioned in this case, and I don't know where, there's an individual who posted this story, that apparently the individuals in these cases were told that the Bitcoins were being bought for illegal purposes. Now, I don't know if that, I don't know where that information came from. It doesn't sound to me like it's a factor to any of these laws. They're just going after them for money transmission. But obviously, if you're going to do a local Bitcoins buy or sell and the other person tells you, I'm going to use these to buy drugs, you probably should turn around and walk away from that deal.
Yes.
I've heard rumor that happened in these cases, but it's not been made crystal clear. Either way,
they could also
careful.
Get you on a conspiracy to commit charge.
Either way, be very, very careful here. This is bad news. They're running sting operations now on localbitcoins.com. So watch yourself, man. Come up with some questions to ask the people that are buying these things. Like treat it like you're buying a prostitute or something like that.
Can I see you naked first?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime,
we made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.